This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Saturday edition of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here if you want to talk on the radio about whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 here in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
Mark, you want to talk about fire.
Yeah, there's the
buildings.
Yeah.
Safety.
So there's this situation going on in California. Recently, this week, there were some rulings that were handed down on a situation called the Ghost Ship Fire. Now, for those that haven't heard about it, I'm going to give the story real quick. Ghost Ship was like a artist loft kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So people would, you know, they had their own little studios, and there was upstairs, and they would do art, which, you know, having been an artist when I was in high school and, you know, before college and all that stuff, I have a low opinion of artists, especially young artists.
Yeah.
Older artists, yeah, you know, go out and do some watercolors of the beach. Excellent. You're doing fine work.
Younger artists likely to be living in a kind of a dirty,
right,
hippie, commune kind of environment. Lots of sex, probably drugs going on.
Right.
I mean, dangerous behavior.
Yeah, bums. I mean, that's what, you know, it's a nice term for bums. So,
talented bums.
Fine. Bums that paint things.
Sometimes those guys make some pretty good art.
Yeah, there's a handful of them that do, and I'm sure that the handful of them that do fine work are happy to rubber stamp my opinion of the rest of their colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, you know, if you, a listener, are a young artist, I'm not talking about you. No,
right.
No, yes, you participate in loose sex. Yes, you take drugs at the drop of a hat. Drugs from people you've never met, you know nothing about. But you are not a bum. The rest of your friends, they're the bums. And in this case, the Ghost Ship Studios, I've been in places like this. I've been to raves in places like this. And this is a collection of bums.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they do all kinds of stuff. So they've got cobbled together wiring to make sure everybody gets lights for their studios, right? They've got some RVs in the building on display. This art, right?
That they're living in.
Yeah, well, I don't know. They were living in the building.
Yeah.
And, you know, the city of Oakland, it's been out there. It's taken a look at things. It's not going to do anything. Because why? It's artists and their squatters, and it's just hard to get anything done, and who cares, ultimately,
they're
right?
They're just going to go squat somewhere else.
That's a true statement, probably. And, you know, they're having parties there at night, and no one knows exactly how the fire gets started, but the fire's fully engaged on the first floor.
Mm.
We don't know that anyone on the first floor died, by the way. The fire's fully engaged, and then people on the second floor begin to realize, oh, the building's on fire. Now, I don't know why they couldn't jump out of second-story windows. I don't have any answers for that.
Huh.
But I do have the answers that the stairs made out of shipping pallets that led to the inside of the building were not up to code. Okay? So these people, they had two exits from the top floor, as I understand it. But both of the exits led to the interior of the building that was on fire.
Right.
So, up they go in smoke. 36 people die. It's terrible.
Yikes.
It's a terrible situation. But once these...
And this was where in California?
Oakland.
Oakland, okay.
And once these sorts of things happen, people then begin to point fingers, right? You're at fault, you're at fault, you're at fault, you're at fault.
Mm.
Well, the city of Oakland had been there and taken a look and decided, I say the city of Oakland, there is no city of Oakland. There are people an organization known as the city of Oakland. So some, you know, city officials had been there, inspectors had been there, the power company had been there. But I mean, they're basically either swiping power or cobbled stuff together or whatever they're doing. you know, is any of these organizations going to be held responsible?
No.
We won't hold these organizations responsible. We'll hold the guy who signed the lease and his partner responsible.
Mm-hmm.
And so they charged those two guys.
With?
Negligence and unintentional manslaughter, 36 counts of it. And I mean, you know, this is pretty serious charges here. So these, rather than holding the city who could have, you know, looked at stuff or the, you know, town or anything like that, they decide to hold these people responsible. Oh, by the way, the landlord sort of knew what was going on, had some general idea. This is a rundown building. It's not like the landlord cares either.
He's happy to have a check.
Right. So what do you do in this circumstance? The jury found the one defendant not guilty on all counts. That was the assistant, too. And then the guy who signed the lease, they were hung on that one.
Really?
And so prosecution could bring it back. It's been 3 years.
They were hung on all the 36 counts?
I don't know the specifics of, but they were hung on enough of them that they were, not entirely sure what to do. So I look at this situation as a libertarian. And my opinion is the people who are responsible for this are dead. They died in a fire. It's a shame. I hope they didn't have kids in there. Because if the kids died in the fire, then their parents are responsible, but they're dead, likely, in the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And holding a parent responsible for their dead kid from a legal standpoint is probably not particularly useful from a societal standpoint. If my kid dies because of my negligence, I have been the one who has been most punished by this, right?
For sure.
My kid died. It's terrible.
Yeah.
And
you're not supposed to outlive your kids.
Right. It's an awful situation. So,
by the way, news
the
story
state
here
coming in and trying to fix things isn't going to fix them.
They're deadlocked on all 36 charges.
Okay.
So, yeah, hung jury on all 36 charges. The other guy was acquitted.
Yeah. And I just have the question sort of for you and the audience is that, look, if I want to live up on, for instance, I'm a fireman. Was until recently a fireman. I have not yet been sworn into my new department. So I consider myself a fireman. I think of myself as a fireman. The town in which I used to reside had a situation where a guy used to live on a hill, and he got to his home, his cabin, a cabin that he lived in, and I'm going to use the term cabin because that's what it was. It wasn't a house. It wasn't a domicile. It wasn't a residence from a legal standpoint. It was a cabin. It was a shack. And he walked up there. He'd park down by the road, and he'd walk up several hundred feet up a hill to get to his cabin. Well, we had to send him notice as a fire department that, hey, if you've got a medical or fire issue going on there, you're on your own. We can't get a truck up to you because you can't get a truck up to you.
Mm.
So, you know, if you want to have a heart attack, come on down. We might be able to get, but in the winter, it could very well be too slippery to even get firemen up there. It could be, you know, I mean, it's going to be a problem to get to him. That's a decision, in my opinion, that he's made.
Right.
Not a decision that anyone else needs to make. You can't live there because of this problem. I wouldn't say that. I'd say, hey, look. Is all the town or the city is responsible to do is to say, hey, this is kind of dangerous. And these are the things that could happen. And if those things happen, as far as I'm concerned,
can't help you.
You're absolved from it.
Yeah.
I don't think we need this whole zoning apparatus. I don't think we need to hold the city of Oakland accountable. I don't think city of Oakland should even be considered accountable. I don't think we need to hold the landlord. I mean, if the landlord doesn't want people living in those conditions there, I can understand that. But I don't think the landlord's responsible. I don't think the power company's responsible for somebody who's stealing their power and cobbling stuff together. I think the people that are responsible are the people that chose to live in that building.
Absolutely.
And if they chose to live in that building, hopefully they understand the problems of living in a fire trap with a bunch of bums. But maybe they don't. You kind of have to get educated. Responsibility and education, they go hand in hand. So I'd be interested in knowing what you think about this situation. Do you think these people in this ghost ship in California, do you think people should be held responsible? Who should be held responsible? The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733. 450 and then the word free. Free as in Free Talk Live.
You can join us here, and you can also bring up whatever you want. Plus, I've got a related story to this that I've actually had in my show prep for a few weeks about an illegal addition made inside an apartment in New York, so all the way on the other side of the country. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
You know who likes being bossed around by a wife, girlfriend, or boss at work? No one. Living a life like that won't make you happy. There's another way to live. You can live a life where you have full financial and sexual freedom and do what you want. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Join us here, the live Saturday edition. We're talking about purported government building code safety. The idea that don't we need to have the government tell us how to be safe?
Isn't it important to have our bettors who know a thing or two about building safety to tell us that we need to do things a certain way to avoid perishing in a fiery inferno?
And the answer is no.
And you say that as a fireman?
Yes, indubitably, the answer is no. It's ridiculous.
But, Mark, safety. 36 people just died in Oakland because of some very unsafe living conditions. You described it, an artist loft that was illegally converted. It was supposed to be, you know, one thing, but they made
it a party flop house, but yeah. Yeah, absolutely. There's a bunch of people living there, and they were, you know, had cobbled together wiring and all kinds of fire hazards. I mean, just a whole bunch of them. It was a death trap, and it ultimately turned into one. Not a surprise. But if we rely on the city to keep us safe, the town, the municipality, whatever it is, the people that call themselves the town in which you live, if we rely on them to keep us safe, why didn't they? Why didn't the town of Oakland, the city of Oakland, keep these people safe? Well, the answer was is it wasn't politically expedient for them to do it. It was, you know, an artist flophouse kind of thing, and, you know, a bunch of squatters, and, you know, they didn't want to do that. They didn't want to go after it for whatever reason. And, note, they're not the ones on trial, because working for the government means you never have to say you're sorry. If a house goes up in flames, and houses are going up in flames right now in America, as we speak, houses are burning, I don't know of one instance ever in American history, not one time, that the organization known as the code enforcers of your town, that those people have ever been held responsible for a fire.
Well, no, why would
they come around from? Well, because they're the ones who inspected it, and
well,
the inspectors are the ones who should be responsible. If I buy a house.
The government's not responsible for anything.
Well, that's because they choose. They're the organization that decides who's responsible.
Right.
And they decided they're not responsible. Ever. That's why they have something called sovereign immunity.
Well, look, even if they weren't.
Limited immunity or whatever.
Even if they weren't government inspectors, I mean, if we didn't have, like, you know, the whole government zoning board and all these bureaucrats,
yeah, sure,
and, you know, the code enforcement thugs or whatever, if that was all gone tomorrow.
We still have code.
Well, what you have is insurance companies who would likely come up with code. They would likely either have their own set, or they'd have a consortium where they would agree that there would be, like, the standards that they would adopt,
and
then they would not insure you. But that doesn't mean that, like, if I called an insurance company and said, please come in and look at my house, I want to buy insurance, and they came in and said, we're sorry, we're not going to insure this house because, you know, you didn't do X, Y, or Z, or your wires are crossed here or there, or whatever the dangers were. They said, you got to do all these things before we're going to insure you. That doesn't mean they'd be held responsible for that. In the same way that if the government shows up and says, well, you know, this doesn't pass inspection, doesn't mean that they're responsible if you decide to sleep there and smoke cigarettes in the bed.
No, obviously they're not responsible for you failing inspection, but there are houses burning that passed inspection.
Sure, but if you're sitting in your bed smoking a cigarette and you fall asleep with a cigarette in your hand and the whole house catches on fire, that's not the inspector's fault. It doesn't matter what kind of, you know, materials they were using.
If it was a bad installation and the inspector missed it, are they responsible?
You mean, like, if the power was not, you know, wired correctly
if there
or
was
whatever? Some kind of a fault?
Do humans install wiring?
Yes.
Do humans make mistakes?
Mm-hmm.
Have wiring mistakes been made in the last week?
Probably.
Have they been passed by building inspectors, some of which?
Well, if they were paid off or lazy, yeah.
They just missed it.
Sure.
I mean, if you're talking about a gigantic building and a staple goes through a piece of, you know, they're not going to be able to get every single thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
So
I don't know if I agree that they should be held liable for that.
I think that the inspectors, like if you start a company that says, all right, I'm going to go around and inspect houses. Now, they have building inspectors, right, to check out when I buy a home.
Sure.
Now, when they go through and inspect it, I think that their signature ought to mean that this wiring's up to snuff. This roof is up to snuff.
I think it should mean that to the best of their ability.
To the best of their ability. And they should have insurance that backs up that statement. Because, you know, people want backing. They want to know that their wiring's up to code.
Yeah.
And today, that's a problem because the towns and the cities are the ones who say, yep, it's good or it's not. So when you go buy a house, you don't know whether the, you know, the porch, the addition that's been added on, in some cases you don't even know if the town's inspected it. And, you, and obviously if they have inspected it, they're not responsible for it. And there's just all kinds of problems that are ingrained in this whole zoning system. Nobody's responsible to the point that they took the two bums that rented this thing and they put them on a kangaroo trial. And when you have to go after a handful of a couple of artists who happen to survive an artist loft fire, you know that the blame is being shifted. Like, nobody who got money, nobody who's employed, nobody, no professionals are being held responsible.
No
here.
Professionals likely did the work in question.
Likely
it was
true.
Probably the artists themselves.
But they knew what was going
this.
On. And that's not up for debate.
Mm.
The town knew, the electric company knew, the city knew, the electric company knew, the landlord knew. All these people knew. And I'm not saying that it's their responsibility. I'm saying stop trying to blame the hippies for living like hippies. If somebody wants to live in substandard housing, they should be able to do that.
I totally agree with you.
And if somebody wants to buy housing that is, you know, has a guarantee on it, they should be able to do that too.
Okay, and I'll give you that. Yeah, zoning, if somebody's willing to put their full reputation on the line to make a guarantee, I think they should be free to make that choice. But otherwise, if you're just hiring somebody to, you know, eyeball a place and say, looks pretty good, you know, I wouldn't say they should be held responsible.
I think that they should, at the very least, know what is, you know, what's covered and what's not covered by the, you know, what zoning it, code it reaches, because the code changes year by year.
Mm-hmm.
And I want the code that's up to date for 2020 standards. I want the most recent code I can get. But
I guarantee you this house ain't up to 2020 standards.
Right. Some people
this thing was built in 1890.
Right. Some people might be able to live with the 1890 code and the balloon and construction that's going to go up like a match. Head if it ever happens. But, you know, I only work about 6 feet from the front door, so I'm fine.
Yeah, but that's true. Look, the window behind you is not really accessible.
It's not like a bear where I have to make sure that I'm only faster than you. We both have to get out by the time I have to get out by the time the fire comes. It doesn't matter how many people burn and perish. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, those are the restrictions that we have here. You've heard the old joke about you only have to be faster than the slowest person when being chased by a bear?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of them. So what do you think? Should somebody be able to live in a shack or a flop house or some kind of squatter place
Absolutely.
If that's what they want to do?
Absolutely. It reminds me of the time the city of Keene here, which is where we live in New Hampshire, came after some homeless people in the woods because they didn't have an up-to-code shack.
Right.
Oh, well, this might catch fire. We're going to kick you out of it, so you have to live outside now. More coming up here in moments. Free Talk Live.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no. Not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Officials in North Carolina say search and rescue teams are going door to door checking on people who may be trapped or hurt after Hurricane Dorian swamped Ocracoke Island with floodwaters. Emergency officials have flown or shipped fuel trucks, generators, and food and water to the island. Governor Roy Cooper.
Hurricane Dorian has left North Carolina, and now the cleanup begins. We have about 45,000 people who are still without power.
At least two storm-related deaths were reported. The hurricane caused massive destruction in the Bahamas, and international help is coming in. O'Neill Cosa is CEO of Bahamas Paradise Cruise Line, which is taking storm refugees to Florida.
They needed help. We gave them the help, but we're not done. I mean, this is the tip of the iceberg.
The Category 1 hurricane is now heading to Nova Scotia.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
You can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
We're going to go to your calls and thoughts here in just a moment, but want to make sure that you know about Alpha Male 2.0.
Do you feel stuck in a job, a relationship, or both? Caleb Jones has taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women on your terms. Alpha males have learned how to break free and how to truly live. Shouldn't you be able to do whatever you want and wherever you want, whenever you want, without asking permission from anyone else, so long as you don't harm other people? You want to be able to date whoever you want, even if you're already in a relationship. Living in a free society isn't going to help much if your life isn't free already. Visit freelifeinfo.com and download the Alpha Male 2.0 Starter Pack for free. Included are 7 free books and a podcast so you can start living a truly free life right now. The Alpha Male 2.0 Starter Pack will show you the exact strategies that Caleb and his team use to get better with women, increase their income and personal freedom and happiness. Get your free Alpha Male 2.0 Starter Pack at freelifeinfo.com. It's freelifeinfo.com.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've been talking about building codes, people who are, which is not, you know, building codes doesn't sound like a real hot topic, but it does get pretty hot when fire incinerates your building and kills 36 people, which is what happened recently in Oakland. And, Mark, you're kind of asking the question, do you think that individuals should be able to make these choices for themselves, to where if you want to live in a particularly dangerous situation, Shouldn't you be able to do that without, you know, somebody else being held responsible for your actions?
Well, I don't know about a particularly dangerous situation. You should be able to do that if you want. If you want to live, say, you know, on the edge of a volcano, I guess you should be able to do that.
The top of a mountain or something.
Yeah. But if you just, you know, live in a cabin or something, yeah, I think you should be able to do that, as our ancestors did. Many of the homes that our ancestors lived in and grew up in wouldn't have met fire codes today.
Mm-hmm.
So what? Big deal. However, I think you should, A, know what the, you know, some of the risks are. I mean, I've got fire extinguishers hung by every stove and heat source in my house. Because I know that they could catch fire, mm-hmm. and these are good places to have fire extinguishers. But if somebody doesn't want to live like that, then they don't have to live like that as far as I'm concerned.
Indeed, and it should be up to the individual to make those choices for themselves and take whatever responsibility and risks upon their own self. Let's go to, but you know, you can share how you feel with us. Let's go to Bad Slave. He's on our Discord call-in lines at discord.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Thank you, Ian and Mark. Great to speak with you. I would like to say I kind of agree with everything you're saying. It occurs to me it's kind of a no-brainer. You know, the trends have been to where people are taking less and less personal responsibility and are labeled trying to. And, you know, and of course the powers that be, the authorities are happy to take it on.
Yep.
Even though they're completely unaccountable when it comes to push, comes to shove. But the fact is that they're going ahead and setting all this crapola up for this destruction. And, you know, I was one of the people that throughout my life, I've learned how to do stuff. So I know I could probably build a whole house. I built, whole bathrooms and
right.
did the electric for garages and
I built my previous house. I know I could do it.
Yeah, and I started with electricity, you know, when I was 11, 12 years old. But the fact is that I learned these things and I got to learn that these inspectors have come out, they're going to screw things up, you know, or the licensed electrician, they're going to screw things up if I happen to know more than they do, and quite often I do. And the fact is that people, what the authorities like to do is, you know, basically say, no, you can't do that. We have to get this inspection. Then they don't do the inspection very well. And then go ahead and interfere with somebody doing whatever they want to do with their own home, with all kinds of different arrangements of property and people. And the fact is that they're setting us up for the big failure. And that, you know, nobody seems to, really bother with the, you know, there we go with, our candidate nobody going at us again. There is actually no person that is accountable, and so nobody's accountable, and people die. And if people were self-accountable and responsible, a lot less people would die.
Well, I mean, and you are accountable and responsible for your own actions because you don't get to take it back. You decide to go into a dangerous place and party or sleep or whatever. That's your responsibility.
Yeah,
you can't take it back.
When you're talking about a regular home, though, Ian, I am accountable. I am responsible for my own safety. However,
right.
if I buy a house and I believe that the electrical in the house is up to standard and all that stuff because the city, you know, the city hasn't said anything about it, so I presume it's up to their code, and the home inspectors didn't say anything about there being a problem, and you know, I'm just going to go in, presume everything's fine, that this thing's up to snuff, and then you know, it catches like a match head. At that, obviously I'm responsible, but don't you think that those other organizations that took responsibility but have no account, that, excuse me, that sort of laid, that told me that everything was fine but really have no responsibility or accountability in any legal sense, don't you think that they have some moral culpability in this?
I'm not sure about that. No, I think buyers should beware. I think that
that's what I'm doing by having a building inspector come in.
But they're not going in and they're not going to take apart every single outlet to examine every single...
A good building inspector, what they do if they do a good job, and some of them don't, is they're going to put a plug in every single outlet. Right, and this plug is going to read,
ground or whatever.
Right, it's going to read whether you've got a ground, whether you've got a cross wire, whether you've got these kinds of problems. And in that case, you should have a really good idea of whether or not you're wired well or not. But a bad inspector may not check every single thing.
Right, and if you're not there or you don't know what they're supposed to be checking, then how do you check their work?
So, you know, I hired this guy. I transferred my responsibility with some money. To somebody. That's what they call making an agent, and an agent should be responsible for their actions. Further, the town, the city, the municipality says, well, you're not responsible because we've made sure that everything's up to code, and you know they haven't. They're passing their friends if they feel like passing their friends. They're not checking everything, and, you know, some inspectors just walk through and, looks good, I'll see you. They're not responsible. They have nothing that looks like responsibility. Although they've got all the power and no responsibility. It's a terrible, terrible situation.
Spence, well, any other comments?
There's one other thing. There is the idea that the people that produce the code are usually, you know, these, besides the bureaucrats, they're the inspectors. The inspectors are supposed to be knowledgeable, but a lot of times they're doing the bidding of, in fact, the electricians and plumbers and, you know, whoever else, they're doing that bidding, so they actually go often way beyond.
Right. How much do you really need?
Right.
Well, yeah. They're telling you to do A, B, C, D, and E, but do you really need to do all those things? Or did they add on C, D, and E just so they could make some extra money because they're in a position to where they get to write the rules? Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. And if you don't know enough about this, then you can't really know for sure whether what they're doing is unnecessary or required. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, Dr. Valia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies, and every 2 seconds somebody needs blood. So in response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 2nd to 9th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And we're hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. And with Hurricane Dorian, we need to sometimes send blood from areas that aren't in need to need. So if you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. You could sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood can save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. If you want to join the conversation, you can do that there. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And also, I want to make sure you know about precious metals.
Yeah, McIlvany ICA. They're one of the premier gold dealers in the world. And, you know, as far as investing goes, that gold has definitely been on the move recently. It's hit historical, well, not historical highs. I think the highs for the last five or six years. It's known to be one of the most secure investments. McIlvany ICA has a free report that you can download if you'd like to learn more about investing in precious metals. The report is the 6 advantages of adding precious metals to an IRA and how you can double your ounces. You can get it online at icagoldsilver.com. McIlvany ICA is also offering a free portfolio review, and they're America's foremost precious metals advisors and have been since 1972. ICA pioneered and practices leading strategies for compounding ounces. That means increasing the amount of ounces that you have without buying more. They've been helping people take delivery of precious metals with both domestic and international fine storage options for decades. They've also helped thousands of investors with precious metals IRAs. You can call ICA today for your free portfolio review. And I'm going to give you the number here, or you can go to icagoldsilver.com, download their free report there. It's icagoldsilver.com, and the toll-free number, 800-525-9556. 800-525-9556, icagoldsilver.com. 800-525-9556.
All right, 855-450-FREE. That's our number. We're talking about the ghost ship. Not exactly a nice sounding place that you'd
want
to spend time.
It's an artist's loft. Doesn't surprise me they'd call it something like that.
But now there. If you believe in ghosts, you probably believe there are at least 36 more of them in the building, because the building went up in flames and 36 people perished
on the second floor of the building. But that's actually not the only news that we've got. Mark, I've had this one in show prep for a few weeks now, and we always have so much to talk about, and we never get to 90% of it. So this is one of those stories that I thought was really interesting, because to me this is all about the freedom to do what you want with what you believe is your own property. Now, in the case of the Oakland building, this ghost ship, it wasn't the artist's property. They were just renting it. So there was a landlord in that particular case. But apparently the landlord didn't care. He's like, well, whatever. They give me a check.
They're paying the rent.
This building's a piece of crap anyway, so I'm happy to get a check. But in the case of a condominium owner in the Lower East Side of New York, this story from the New York Post came out last month. The real estate market in New York has never been this tight. A Lower East Side condo owner turned his small apartment into a mini village by converting it into an illegal duplex, which I wouldn't call this a duplex because it had 11 subunits. That's like, you know, whatever.
Duplex suggests two.
Yeah, right. I know dodecahedron is a 12-sided thing. I don't know what 11 sides is, so, you know, almost a dodecaplex. It had ceilings as low as 4.5 feet high. So this wasn't built for midgets. This was built for people who wanted the absolute cheapest, you know, possible place where they could lay their head at night.
And Ekagon.
That's an 11-sided?
Yes.
So this was like a hendekaplex.
Yes.
All in one man's condo. Now, you know, I don't know how big the condo was.
How big of a... how many sides does shape have to have for us to just call it a wheel? I mean, really, this thing will roll.
Well, it would be a ball in that case. Not
no, this is... the dodecahedron is flat. It's a single,
no,
I believe.
It's not.
Okay, well, a hendekagon is... flat.
Okay, that's interesting.
Like a hexagon? Hexagon's flat.
Ah, okay.
Right. A six-sided object is called a cube.
Yeah.
A six-sided planar object, polygon on a piece of paper, is a hexagon.
Right, I see what you're saying. So the illegal micro apartments at 165 Henry Street are so cramped that condo owner Zui Ping Ni even put up bubble wrap as protection to keep residents from hitting their heads on the many low-hanging pipes. The bizarre arrangement in Ni's apartment number 601, which was raided and shut down last month by the city buildings department, was compared to something out of a movie. Manhattan Councilmember Ben Kahlo said, quote, "This is like the room out of the movie Being John Malkovich, a nod to the 7th-and-a-half floor Manhattan office in the 1999 indie flick." He says it was funny in fiction, but a horror story in real life. It wasn't clear how much rent Ni was charging for the tiny units, but the residents there were stacked like sardines, as the 11 windowless units were all carved out of the upper areas of Ni's single 634-square-foot condo.
Jeez, that's small. I can't imagine getting 11 units in there. I mean, these are basically beds and ways to stand next to your bed.
And hopefully some access to the toilet somewhere.
So here's what I don't entirely understand.
634 square feet is like a tiny home for one person.
Yeah, it's pretty small.
Let alone 11
I presume
people.
These people were sharing bathrooms and sharing kitchens.
There's a little more about the bathrooms here, I'll tell you. It was on the building's fourth floor of the condo where 9 people were living.
Hold it. Unit 601 was on the building's fourth floor?
I don't know where I got this. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, great.
The condo where...
Somebody should be arrested for that.
Where 9 people were living also had an illegal bathroom. The tenants were relocated from the nightmarish fire hazard when buildings department inspectors raided the place in response to a 311 complaint. So somebody snitched on him for this.
Somebody got kicked out because they didn't pay their rent.
Probably. Inspectors hit Ni with more than $144,000 in fines for failing to have sprinklers along with proper electrical, structural, and plumbing permits. Of course, they didn't hire any unions to do the work either, so they were upset about
that. Yeah, I'm sure of that.
It is New York City, after all. When the Post visited the building, a reporter observed apparent additional changes to the apartment above Ni's. In the second apartment, Number 701, which Nee has listed in the past as his address, air conditioning units were set up on both the top and bottom floor-to-ceiling windows in an arrangement that appeared similar to the unit below it. So they just had a bunch of AC units just stacked, basically,
wow,
in the window. By 10:30 on Friday, officials in the building's department uniforms were back at the property as seven tenants from apartment 701 left carrying luggage or bags. That apartment had also been illegally converted.
Nee found a way to make some money.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's New York City where it's almost impossible to build new apartments.
What were they making? What was it? What were they paying for these units?
We don't get that. Oh, wait a minute. We do get that. We're getting to that coming up here in just a moment.
Because I'm really curious. I've been at my friend's apartment in New York years ago at this point, and it was $1,200 a month.
For what? A one-room efficiency with, like...
It was more than one room.
Kitchenette.
But it was two rooms, basically, and a bathroom. It was a small bathroom with the smallest tub I've ever seen in my life, and a kitchen and living room combo thing, and a bedroom.
The units lacked light ventilation, so again, he had nine single-room occupancy
light
units.
Light and ventilation are extra.
No fire protection systems, proper egress, said the spokes bureaucrat, declining to confirm whether the same man was the apartment owner. One departing tenant who didn't want to be named told the Post Friday night that he and the others had just been ordered to vacate the units. He said the landlord, who he would not name, had charged him $600 a month for his cramped space where he'd lived for the past 2 months. He couldn't say how many, so you go, $600 a month, Mark.
Okay.
Couldn't say how many tenants shared the apartment with him. Quote, I don't know exactly how many, he said as he walked away carrying two large suitcases.
Well, I wouldn't. So the person who was sharing it, not me, right?
Correct. This is one of the tenants. He didn't know. Like, he was in the apartment, but he didn't even know how many people were actually living there.
None of his business.
They're constantly coming and going. He says, quote, but there was a good amount. Kalos had called on the Department of Buildings to investigate the other units without receiving a formal complaint. Quote, I've never seen air conditioners stacked atop one another like that. Five air conditioners in three windows, said Kalos upon reviewing a photo of the building's exterior. He said, I can't imagine needing that much air conditioning in one apartment, so if someone sees this on the street, that should be more than sufficient for the Department of Buildings to also investigate that department. Another resident of the complex said short-term tenants were constantly coming and going. One woman who pays $2,800 a month for her one-bedroom apartment on the sixth floor says she's long suspected the building was dangerous, saying, quote, it was a revolving door of people. There used to be a lot of evacuation notices. I just asked management if the building's safe because we're paranoid, and they said nothing about it. So
this lady lived nearby but didn't live in these units. Yeah.
Now, if this is a condo, that means this guy probably had a set of rules that he signed an agreement, right?
Sure.
Like, you know, taking this over, there's probably some sort of a condo association. He was probably outside of their set of rules. But otherwise, if you own a house and you want to divvy it up into, 5 or 10 or 20 different units, people want to just sleep on a cot or something, I think you should be free to do that. There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen.
The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Gajibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.